This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to hear from God, and now we're starting to get into some things where the rubber meets the road so that you can hear the specifics of God for God's will for your life. Now, again, the general things are found in the written word of God. It is the most sure word of testimony, and everything that you hear should be, it should line up with the written word of God. If it doesn't, it's not God. Throw it away. Now, we've talked about many different ways to hear from God, but now we're specifically talking about the way a believer is going to have the most accurate communication from God in regards to in your intimacy with Him. And once again, we're in here in Romans 8. And in Romans 8, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." And then he gives a specific way. He gives an example of how the Spirit led. "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Now, again, we're starting to talking about the inward witness, where God bears witness to something in your life, whether he's bearing witness it's the right thing to do or he's bearing witness it's the wrong thing to do. We talked about one of the ways that you can distinguish, and this was so important, and if you miss this, you've got to go back to KurtOwen.com and listen to it, because, and really, even if you heard it, you got to listen to it over and over, and it's absolutely free, so why wouldn't you? Our partners are the ones that make that possible, is the fact that you need to will to do his will. And I don't mean will to do his will, but I really hope it's not this. Or I will to do his will, it's his will, but I really hope it's this. No, it's you become so convinced of God's love for you that you truly walk into his presence in neutral. In whichever way he shifts the gear shift, you are just as happy with. You have nothing, you have no preconceived notion. Okay? So that's so important, because that's one of the things that's, even if you walked into the presence of God and your voice, but I want to do this. Even if he was saying the same thing, you can't tell it's him because you got too many voices. It's like being standing there. A lot of times in a service, I'll illustrate this by having two people stand on either side of one person and I'll be talking to them, but yet the other two people are talking at the same time. Listen, you've got to grab a hold of your will. And again, I'm not saying break your will. People don't realize that in the scripture, that the scriptures talk about a man with a broken will is like a broken city without walls. That it's like rottenness to the bones. In the Old Testament, they had to do that because you were spiritually dead on the inside. And Ephesians says you had the nature of the devil on the in there. So you had to break your will in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, you need to do what Jesus did, where you made your will his will. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That is not a broken will. That is him saying, I will to do your will. And remember where you saw in Jesus, where Jesus specifically talked about this, about how that if you wanted to recognize what was God, you needed to get to the place that you were completely neutral. Whatever God's in, I'm in. Whatever God's not in, I'm not in. I don't have any other thought about it. You will to do his will. Okay? So that is so important. Now, we also talked about you being a spirit. His spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit. Now, here's one of the things that ways this is going to work. And again, I'm going to get into the practical side of it. But this is the ways this is going to work, is you at times are all of a sudden going to know something that you did not know before. Like, the better way to put it is revelation knowledge, and that's actually the way, go with me to Matthew chapter 16. That's kind of the way God looked at it. Now, look at here, he says this. He said, in verse 13, he said, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And so they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Jesus said to them, whom do you say that I am? Now Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now notice Jesus' response. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Okay, so Peter was sitting there, and God revealed something to him. But the truth is Peter didn't know that God had revealed it to him. Say, well, how do you know that? Because Peter was a blabbermouth. That he would just go off on stuff. Look there, Lord. Look, that fig tree whom you cursed. Lord, it is good that we should be here. Let's build a tabernacle. He was always running his mouth. He wasn't quiet about it. So if God had spoken to him, he would have said, boys, listen, everybody listen. God has spoken to me. I know who he is. No, it was revealed to him. All of a sudden, he just knew. He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, a lot of times, that's not very spectacular, right? That's not God running down the street in a red hat with a band saying, hey, listen, I'm God. This is what I'm saying. It's just all of a sudden you just know something. Part of the ways that that'll work about his spirit bearing witness with your spirit is that all of a sudden you'll just know. This is the reason it's so important that you're in a good church where all the word is being taught, where you're in an atmosphere where people are together making a draw on the anointing on a minister, because there can be things revealed to you. You need to be in a good church and a good, this is offering weekend on the broadcast. And let's be clear, I don't want your tithe, unless you're a minister or a ministry or a company, I don't want your tithes coming into this ministry. Your tithes belong in the local church. Now, if you own a business or if you are a minister or if you're a church even, we've got churches that tithe us, yeah, that's fine. But if you are out there and you already belong to a local church, please don't give in to this ministry. Put your tithe. You can give. Now, excuse me, I shouldn't have said that. I'm not saying don't give in to this ministry. I'm saying don't put your tithes in here. There's also offerings, though. And the offerings can be any amount you want it to be. But God is going to reveal things to him and you, and don't try to make them spectacular. It can sometimes happen like this. You just know something and you don't know how you know. You just know. You just know. That's part of the Spirit bearing witness with your spirit. But there's more to this, and we're going to pick up here because we're about to get into the nitty-gritty of some things. Stay tuned for this important announcement. Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. I want you to look at something with me. This is a little bit different than our subject, but we need to look at it. Here we're in Philippians chapter 3. And we're in verse 1. It says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy. Now, he'd never said it like that to any other group. He's talking to the Philippians. And he explains why. Because of your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, the word fellowship here is the word partnership, okay? Now, notice what he was saying was I'm sure Paul prayed for a lot of people, just like, because prayer is free. We don't charge anybody to pray for them. But these people, he remembered in every prayer that he prayed. You've heard me say many times on this broadcast, thank you, partners, for making this possible. You need to thank the partners for making this possible. Because I can't forget about my partners, right? And that's what I'm saying to you. Will you fellowship with me, partner with me in this gospel? Now, will I pray for you every day? Yes, that's one of the benefits that you get. People say, well, wouldn't you pray for me anyway, whether I give money or not? Yes, I would. But my partners, I have a thing that I lay holds on in the list, and I, you know, we pray over them, and there's different things we try to do for our partners, really, that we don't do for everybody because we don't know everybody. There are also other people that are really not joined with us. But my partners, nearly every time I pray, I can't say every time, but nearly every time I pray, I'm thinking about my partners. I will tell you this, I'm thinking about my partners with every trip I take because I realize that they are in fellowship with me of the results of that meeting. They're in partnership with me of the people's lives that are changed, the people that receive miracles. See, you we're in partnership. You receive that as well. And this was so important that he's praying this specifically. Man, you became a partner with me, and in every prayer I pray, I remember you. Listen, when you become a partner with this ministry, you'll never be without prayer another day in your life. And we love you, and you become not just a partaker of our prayers, but you become a partaker of the fruit. All of the people that we help, that's you helping them. That is all laid to your account with the Lord Jesus, because you become a partaker, a partner with me in this gospel. I'm asking you to do that today. I'm asking you to become a monthly partner with Curt Owen Ministries, even if it's just $5 a month, even if it's just $500 a month, even if it's just $5,000 a month, wherever you're at, whatever level you're at. And listen, I don't look down on the $5 givers. And let's just be clear, $5 givers are going to get treated the same as the $500,000 givers. You're not. If I don't call the $5 givers, I'm not calling the $500,000 givers, because really, it's all you giving to the Lord. It's all everybody becoming a partner with this ministry. And, you know, a partner is a partner. That's it. Okay? So would you become a partner? Now, if you don't want to become a partner, if you've been blessed by this podcast, I'd ask you to pray about and consider just giving us a one-time gift to help pay for the broadcast that you've listened to empower us to go on to other radio stations. We've been getting so many testimonies about lives being changed by this broadcast. We want you to be a partaker of that. If you would, contact us at www.curtowen.com. There'll be a button up in the top that says donate. And there, I'd like you to consider becoming a monthly partner, or you can do a one-time donation. Or if you prefer, you can mail in a check by that's not where we live. Sometimes it feels that way though. No, if you'd like to mail in a check, you can mail it to Curt Owen Ministries, KURTOWEN Ministries, and that's 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, number 185, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Lucie, L-U-C-I-E, Florida. And 34987. Thank you very much for praying about this. Let me pray with you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, just like Paul said here about the people that he was praying for and communicating with this letter, Lord, I thank you right now. These that are becoming partners, we receive them as partners. And now, Lord, every prayer that I pray, I'm praying it through with them as well and for them as well. And Lord, I thank you that all the people that are being reached by this broadcast today, every person, every time we travel that is reached, but they are a partaker of that, and this fruit abounds to their account. Lord, I thank you that as they have honored you, that you will honor them. And I thank you that you will bless them. And I thank you, Lord, that everything that they have need of is supplied right now through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we receive it as done. Satan, you take your hands off my partners. You do not touch them anymore. You do not touch their finances nor their families. You are broken off of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, thank you very much for becoming a partner.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Curt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Curt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since